lease is $96.13. That's the hour from 17 and 26 in Clarksville.
Light and testimony.
I learned something about it tonight.
No, I don't know why the ordinance even addresses lighting. The FAA typically, I mean, they make the rules for safety purposes. And I know where the 75 feet came from our discussion with them, but can we leave the hearing open and somehow get clarification, verification, what have you, from FAA? Do we have access to?
I think I have actually seen that in print already.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell you, I couldn't find it before the meeting tonight, but I had seen that before tonight.
I don't think there's any.
The ordinance itself, unfortunately, dates back probably close to 10 years now, and basically it was one that Sussex County kind of lifted from Newcastle County, so it's probably in need of review and revision on a lot of points. And certainly that was probably one of them. So I can't explain why it's there in the first place, because I don't know why Newcastle put it in, but that's where it all came from.
I mean, I don't personally feel that we need to question the applicant's information they gave us, but it would be nice to have, something from the FAA. And we need to consider, for the other towers that we've granted. I mean, if we create a hazard by putting additional lighting, then that's not good either.
The circular, FAA circular advisory that was referenced in there, I have a copy of it someplace in my office.
Okay.
I know that's where I had seen that originally. And I actually made an effort to contact somebody associated with the FAA. I had some questions about a couple of things, not the ones that are here tonight, but some other things that unfortunately never heard back. But somewhere in my office, I have that circular.
I'm sure we'd go online and find it.
I suspect, and I'm sure if we ask the applicant or his witnesses, I'm sure they'd get us some copies for reference purposes and future applications and stuff.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we reopen the hearing.
Reopen the hearing. Been regularly moved.
Do you want to get
have a second?
You may not have it now, but we can just ask him. Do you have the circular by any chance, or can you get it for us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't think we need to reopen the hearing.
Okay.
I need a second.
I could have done that tomorrow. Called the council, but
Rick, can we? I mean, leave this open too. I mean, what we've done is we're not done everything right here. Can we get one from the county council too?
Can we get what?
On it from the county council, which way we should go with this? I mean, just leave it to FAA, what they say?
Well, you're talking about modifying the ordinance, and I think probably the way to do that would be to consider the areas you want to have modified and give them an ordinance, because, you can't modify it yourself, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, you've obviously varied from the specific requirements in some of these instances, because
yes.
You started out years ago, and probably before you had your seat, and the county was following its own ordinance of every 50 feet, and then within the last year or two, you started changing those requirements, because I think somebody figured out that the 50 foot doesn't make any sense and doesn't conform with any regulations. So I think the thing to do would be you have to consider this one on its own merits, but I think it's certainly something you ought to take to the county council, either as a separate issue or as part of one of those workshops you have from time to time with them. We should just add one.
I mean, I think we'll all be looked at, because what we're doing is
we can take a look at the FAA circular and draft a letter and forward it to them.
You can also consider having another workshop type meeting. Like we did, and again, this is before you were on the board, I think, but before the county ever adopted the communications ordinance, we had a public hearing and invited people to comment on it, and we did have a couple people come in and comment, and it may be time to think about doing something like that, where you could invite some of the cell tower representatives and different people like that to come in and talk about stuff like that. So do you learn it there instead of in the context of an actual application?
He brought us more information tonight than I
Yeah, that's why I said it'd be nice to have people like that speak generally to kind of educate us, as opposed to having to bring them in for specific hearings, and that way get the ordinance changed to conform with modern with the FMC. Yeah, with modern times.
Motion to, do we need to table it or leave it open to consider anything else? That's why I made the motion to keep it open, or open it.
Well, I guess it depends what you want to consider. I mean, things that are already in writing, I don't think you need a public hearing to consider a treaties or an FAA circular. Those are already public records.
So I make a motion that we table case number 9613. To get that information so that we can.
Will we have it before our next meeting, or?
We can provide it tomorrow.
Yeah, apparently yes.
To our next regular meeting.
Next regular meeting, okay.
Which is what, the 21st?
Second. Been regularly moved and seconded. We table 9613 till our next regular meeting. All those in favor, give the usual voting sign.
Six copies, if possible.
Motion carried.
Cheers.
Okay.
Okay. It's all the contract advisement. We'll go to old business. The first case would be 9394.
Maroons.